Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. We welcome in now Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach. Coach Johnson, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. So coming off a win last night over Southeastern and also the series win over Alabama, Dylan Cruz went berserk, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I'm a much better coach because he's on my team, I'll tell you that much.
Well, and especially building upon what he did at Alabama, I mean, SEC co-player of the week, I mean, I guess it's the right time to get hot, right, Coach?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure how they judge those awards, but I'm not sure who the co-player was, but they must have had a monster week, that's for sure. So,
Coach, when you look at the final two series of the SEC, you guys are 14-10 in the SEC. I would imagine you feel good about your chances in the postseason of hosting. And I know it's one game at a time, but just bear with me on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to do. I mean, like, the players want to do it. I want to do it. I think it's an incredible advantage to host for a number of reasons. Most importantly, it makes playoff baseball just kind of feel like a regular game when you're in your dugout and in your stadium. So I think that's really important. But, you know, it's not something we can control. The only thing we can control is our play, and the better we play, the better chance we have to do that. And we got some tough matchups coming up these next couple weeks, so we got to focus on that.
Now, I would imagine you really like the way your team's hitting with two outs. I mean, you guys scored a ton of runs this past weekend with two outs in the clutch.
Yeah, that's key. I mean, you hear it pretty simple. Winning baseball is pitching, defense, and timely hitting. And we've had a lot of that, and we can hit some home runs. So you mix in some home runs with some two-out RBIs with runners in scoring position with our team, that means we're going to score 10 or 12 and usually puts us in a great position to win.
Now, Coach Johnson, I know this could keep you up at night because you don't want this to continue, that you relied heavily on the bullpen in your final two games against Alabama, and after the starters failed to make it out of the first inning. I know you definitely think that's not a winning formula, even though the bullpen has been outstanding. How can you address that, though, that being so deep into the season? Is just to keep experimenting with the rotation or what? Because I know in theory, well, you're going to help me out and help the fans. What do you want, at least, if not four, five, or six innings from your starter?
Yeah, and there'll come a day where we'll get that. I mean, honestly, we just don't have many guys on the roster that can actually do that, and it's kind of led to this at this point in time. And the staff has not done a good job. They've done a great job of managing it. I know some of those guys don't like getting taken out in the first inning, but I'm going to do what I think we need to do to win. And, you know, it kind of reverse engineered it. I mean, yesterday, both the Saturday and Sunday starter, you know, threw 4 2/3 innings combined for us in the midweek game. So it's just kind of like everybody picking each other up. Ideally, though, you're right, Bobby, we'd love to get to 5 or 6 innings. It sure simplifies the game for me as I'm trying to line it up. And we've just had to line it up from the first inning on the last couple games.
Jay Johnson, coach here on Sports Talk. Jay, have you ever made this many mound visits?
Probably the most. You know, kind of, I want to say when I was at Nevada in 2015, we won the conference championship and had a good mix of lefties and righties and kind of played the matchup game and that sort of thing. But really, I mean, in these SEC games, I mean, everything is just something riding on every pitch, it feels like. It may not to the fans, but when you're in the arena and in the competition, you want to get yourself in the right frame of mind to execute or the best matchup. And so that's really what all that's about. And it's been great. The guys have responded way more often than they have, and have executed pitches that have kept us in the game, let our offense do our thing, and been good for us.
Now, Jay, if you can, just update us on Jacob Berry, what the injury is, and how long do you anticipate him being out?
Well, that's why I was late getting on the phone here with you guys. Sorry, I was talking to a doctor related to that. I feel very positive about it. His mindset is great. I mean, he's out there at practice. He's fielding ground balls with one hand. He's tracking pitches from pitchers in our bullpen. He's conditioning so that his body is ready to go. He doesn't lose anything from that standpoint as soon as his finger is ready. And that's really just a pain tolerance type thing. But very encouraging signs the last couple days, at least in terms of getting him back, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Now, Coach Johnson, the last series at home before you finish out at Vanderbilt, what can you tell the fans, the Fighting Tiger fans, about the Ole Miss Rebels? I know they got to be disappointing in their season, 10-14 in SEC play. To say the least, they've struggled this season, but they coming off a weekend sweep of the Missouri Tigers. So I know it's been a hindrance to them. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they've been hitting the ball. Is their pitching that's let them down?
Well, I'm watching them right now. They're beating Southern Miss, who's a top 15 team, 3-1 in the fifth inning. And you're right, they swept last weekend. 5 weeks ago, they were the number one team in the country. So this is as talented team as anybody. You're right, the top of that lineup is as good as any top of the lineup in college baseball. And it's going to be a great weekend for college baseball. I expect an absolute brawl, and we're looking forward to it.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, this weekend, obviously, you got Ole Miss. But when you look at Blake Money, so what's the plan going forward with him?
We need innings out of him. Doubt it'll be at the front of the game. But he pitched an inning and two-thirds out of the pen last night. He's up to 95 miles an hour. We're going to need a positive contribution out of him. So he's working hard. He's a good kid. He's resilient. And knows he needs to be a little bit better for us to be successful. And I think we'll do a better job of trying to set him up for success, just the way we do with all the other guys.
Now, what has Tyler McManus meant to your lineup?
Unbelievable. Holy cow. Like, thank God for the transfer portal. when you think of Jacob Berry, Tyler McManus, Riley Cooper, Eric Raiselman, Bryce Collins, like, I shudder to think of where our team would be without those guys right now. Tyler's at the forefront of that, taking unbelievable at-bats, clutch, power, line drive stroke with runners in scoring position. He's doing a great job catching. Really been huge for us, particularly in league play.
Now, Coach Johnson, I thought this was interesting. Heading down the stretch run, I was reading where, like, it looks like maybe a great opportunity for 8 SEC teams appear to be in the running to host a regional. Boy, that's pretty, you talk about who's the best conference. Well, I mean, right there, that just shows you 8 SEC teams appear to host, in the running to host a regional. When you see that, and then you got, I guess, a series where, yeah, they are human. Tennessee Volunteers, they lose a series to Kentucky.
Yeah, I think where people misconstrue baseball is the nature of baseball is so much different than football and basketball. The pitcher controls so much of the game. So one player is factoring into the game more than anybody else. And it's just about the play. Teams with less talent can win if they play better than the other team that day, where that usually doesn't happen in football and basketball. So it's a brawl. You got to take it one game at a time, one inning at a time, one pitch at a time. And our team has been really solid mentally, which I think has allowed us to be one of the more consistent teams. We had a speed bump at Arkansas, who's a very good team. And other than that, our guys have been pretty consistent. It's been great to see.
LSU coach Jay Johnson here winding down on Sports Talk. What has Raiselman meant to you out of the bullpen?
He's been phenomenal. And honestly, last weekend at Alabama, both Friday night and Sunday, I thought were two of his best outings of the year, and really fired up to see that out of Eric. He's done a great, great job.
And one more thing, if you're considering maybe, I'm trying to read between the lines here, maybe making a change at starting pitcher in the weekend rotation, would Devin Fontenot be in consideration?
Yeah, we're looking at everything right now. I'm actually Wednesday night. I go through, excuse my voice. Wednesday night, I go through the offense of the other team, and that kind of gets us like, hey, how are we going to line this up? And we have to be, you know, good at that and figuring out who fits good against who. But I love Devin's competitiveness. I love his experience. He had a great outing against Georgia. We were actually going to bring him in last night again just to kind of keep getting him some work. But I think he'll be a big factor in the series this weekend.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck this weekend.
All right, guys.
Thanks, coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.